Welcome, everybody, to Jawanza for Life, also known as Health, Wealth, and Divine. Good morning. I hope you all are ready. I really hope you're ready. I'm going to go ahead and get my wow out of the way now. I might as well just go ahead and say it, wow, because I know at the end of the show, I'm going to be saying wow, and so are you. Well, it's that time again, everybody. That's right. It's that time again. You know why you're tuned in, right? The upcoming ATEFU conference is on the horizon, and we are so excited to be able to bring you information about how you can attend the ATEFU conference, this year's ATEFU conference. We've been very, very fortunate to have as my special guest Orwa Amtuhudi Kamoh, and he's going to be discussing the ATEFU conference. He's going to be telling you what the ATEFU conference is, what's going to be discussed at the ATEFU conference, why you need to be at the ATEFU conference. So while we're waiting on my guest, let me tell you a little bit about him, okay? Again, while we're waiting for my guest, why don't you get on the phone and call a brother, okay? If you you know some brothers that you feel like this information is going to benefit them, if you know about the ATEFU conference, you know the benefit that it can have for the possibility of changing brothers' lives, even saving, some brothers' lives. So get on the phone, call somebody, and tell them, call a sister, you know, because this information that we're going to be talking about today is beneficial for fathers, sons, brothers, uncles, nephews, men, okay? So let me tell you a little about my guest today, okay? Orwa Amtuhudi Kamoh, for the past 30 years, has been responsible for the administration of classes and ceremonies for the African-American community in Philadelphia and Trenton, New Jersey, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And with the assistance of the priesthood body, he has officiated marriage, funerary and naming ceremonies, and sponsored scores of uplifting community programs throughout that period. Professionally, he has over 30 years of experience in business development, focused on marketing, retail sales, and real estate. He's been instrumental in the founding of several Osirisset ventures, including current retail operations of the Nile Cafe Vegan Restaurant and New Waters, which is an industrial-scale water purification business. He also played a pivotal role in the acquisition of the 20,000-foot complex in Philadelphia that serves as the group's headquarters and retail operation. And beginning his training in martial arts at the age of 16, Orwa has developed proficiency in Japanese Goju and later went on to found his own capoeira group in Philadelphia. And his early exposure to breathing and meditation practices and these arts matured with his training in Taoist yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong, and Iron Crotch, Iron Shirt Qigong under the direction of the sage Sekhem Sekhem, Dr. Rahul Nefer Amen. He's the proud father of 13 children, the product of his over 35 years of marriage. And so I want to get to my special guest because, again, we are in for a treat today. Orwa, welcome back to Jawanza for Life. It's great to have you, as always, and I know that the listeners are going to be really, really blessed today, for lack of a better term, at the information that you're going to bring to us and share with us about the upcoming ATEFU conference. Welcome back.
Thank you, Brother Jawanza. Great to be with you, and they're always blessed to be with you. Because you're doing such a great job in informing our community. So thank you for having us on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Again, I know that the work that you do and that the Osirisset Society does in helping us to reclaim the knowledge that we lost over the years and bringing it back and sharing it with our people and helping to uplift the lives of those who have an ear to hear it. And not just hear it, but actually act on this information. It's life-saving. It's life-changing. And so I just, would like to just take a moment to commend you. Of course, Sekhem Sekhem, Dr. Rahul Nefer Amen, and the priesthood, the priests and priests of the Osirisset Society who disseminate this information to us and break it down to us so that we can help, we can grow from it and help others to grow as well. Again, so thank you.
Well, thank you, and we're blessed to just be in the presence of a great spiritual leadership, and just reflecting on, you know, being a parent and the work that we're doing, you know, you realize that our age group has been blessed to have so many great scholars and leaders to help us to develop our proper mindset. And, you know, going back to so many, Dr. Ben, Dr. Clark, and Amos Wilson, and Chiwanza Kanjufu, and so many, you know, people that we've been exposed to here in Philadelphia, great Dr. Edward Robinson, and, of course, Malefi Asante. So we're just trying to do our part. And our part, you know, has been carved out by one of the greatest leaders the African community has ever seen, to be able to go back and reintegrate our ancient African spirituality and then reintegrate it with the developments that's happened all over the world from the seeds that our ancestors laid down, and then bring it to us today as a way of life that we can use to meet our current day challenges. So I always want to give acknowledgement to my teacher, Dr. Raoul Neff Amen, Shechem or Shechem, because without his guidance, his leadership, any of the things that you mentioned about me would not have been able to be successful. So we say Duaneter for him.
Well, you know, today, as advertised, we're going to be discussing the upcoming ATEFU conference, 2019. This is an annual conference that's held for men. It's specifically for men, fathers, sons, uncles, nephews, men, boys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, and, you know, for those who might not know what the ATEFU conference is, there may be people that are hearing this show and they're hearing it for the first time. Could you explain to our listeners what the ATEFU conference is and what is its aim?
Well, the ATEFU conference is a sacred space that we've carved out to really take time for us to be with each other as men. And one of the things that I learned over the years from my teacher is that, you know, you can't really learn how to be a man from a woman. You know, you can't learn how to be a man. You have to be with other men. And a lot of times we spend our time primarily with our wives, with our families, and we just don't have that nurturing space. And especially as black men, a lot of the relationships that we have, we might have friends and, you know, we socialize together and we enjoy certain things, sports and activities and things together. But a lot of things critical to the essence of what it is to fulfill our role as men, we don't have. For example, the ability to control our space, you know, our community, our real estate, our businesses, our enterprises, our neighborhoods, because of the historical and social factors that we found ourselves under, for the most part, we are not in control of those things. So the experience that we have as men is very different to other men. I've had the opportunity to be in home sales for water purification for a number of years, and I've got to witness the difference in families and sit down with families of all ethnic backgrounds, but these are homeowners, property owners, in a certain financial, you know, strength, and actually go through their finances, how much money they're making, what kind of property they own, what their credit score is. Well, you know, and I've borne witness to the fact that, as we know, we are in a disadvantaged economic position as a group. But beyond that, we're also in a disadvantaged position as far as legacy of passing on wealth and controlling assets and things of that nature. So we need a space and many spaces and many opportunities to conference together, to come together, to talk about these issues among ourselves and more than talk, to actually work, you know, together and utilize the unique assets that we have to level the playing field. And that's part of what the ATEFU conference is all about. It's about healing. It's about learning how to eat properly, how to carry your energies, how to handle your sexual energy, your vitality, how to exercise properly, how to meditate, you know, your relationship with spirit, your ancestral spirit, and how all of those things can help us to heal ourselves and strengthen ourselves and be able to deal with the unique stress triggers that we have coming up as Africans in this day and time.
You know what's interesting, Baba, is that when I talk to brothers, there are many brothers out here that just are not aware, through no fault of their own, you know, just because of it could be the family that they were raised in. They didn't, their parents, those who were charged with teaching and instructing them didn't know. Their parents before them didn't know, you know, so you have a lot of not knowing passed down through the generations. And unfortunately, we have situations today where even though a brother may know that he doesn't know certain things, he might feel ashamed or inadequate and does not want to admit what he doesn't know, you know, because that would require, once you admit that you don't know, then you have to do something about that. You should want to do something about that. Well, that would mean humbling yourself and going and sitting and learning from somebody that does know. But people feel oftentimes that their lack of knowledge is a mark against them. You know, it's like nobody wants to feel stupid, right? Or even it even goes back even to classrooms in school. You know, when you're younger, somebody, the teacher might say, does anyone have a question? And somebody sitting there that doesn't know but refuses to raise their hand because they just don't want everybody else to know that they don't know, you know. Could you talk about that just for a moment, just the need for brothers to humble themselves, because you not knowing a particular thing doesn't necessarily make you a bad person for not knowing. It doesn't mean you're stupid because you just don't know, you know. Could you talk about that?
Well, education is so critical, and we understand that our people in particular have been we've been under psychic and psychological attack by all of the negative messages that have been deliberately put together in order to keep us in a state of disarray and disorganization. So, Malcolm said it best when he said that the study of history is one of the most rewarding and most important things. So there's really no excuse for us today with the technology that we have, with the information that's available for us to recover a good understanding of our people, our ancestry, our history, and the things that we've accomplished. But more importantly, the structures that we have within our culture that enabled us to achieve the things that we've achieved in the past, because those are the things that will enable us to move forward. And the knowledge really has to be socialized. That's the thing, is that, you know, it's socialized through family. It's socialized through community. It's socialized through organizations. It's socialized, you know, through our spiritual practices. But this is something that we as a people just have to keep, you know, working at. And particularly black men, we are the target, because as long as we are kept in positions of educational ignorance and ostracized financially, socially, then the structure of the family, the structure of the community is going to be open to abuse, and that's what you see wherever you go in the country, right? You see that we don't own the stores in our own communities. You see that we're not playing principal roles in the schools and the political process and so forth. And this is not by accident. This is by design. We know that. You know, there's been enough work done to document everything from the gerrymandering and the political disenfranchisement to the redlining to the financial, the discrimination in housing and lending. And, you know, it's an obvious orchestrated effort, and we are at the center of that attack. So the ITEFU conference is not really about spending a lot of time talking about that, though, you know, because there's enough talk about that. There's enough I mean, even a lot of your rappers today are talking about that. But the question is, what do we do about it? You know, what are the what do we do to change the situation? And that comes down to some basic practices, individual practices that we all need to be implementing in our daily routines, and social practices that we need to develop among ourselves to function as a group. So that's really what we focus on at the ITEFU conference, is solutions, is practical solutions, applications, routines. What do I have to do? You know, okay, we know that the worst type of food you find in the black community, right? We know about that. But how do I eat as a black man to reverse that? We know that we are the dominant, you know, ethnic group that's subject to environmental, you know, racism. You know, we're more likely to have toxic sites in our area and schools with bad plumbing, exposed to lead. We know all of that already. Okay, we don't need to spend a lot of time talking about that, brother. But what we need to talk about is, what do we have to do to protect ourselves? What type of nutrients? What type of routines can we do, you know, with energy management and so forth, to give ourselves the best chance to detoxify our bodies and our households and protect our children and things of that nature, right? We already know that we've been discriminated against financially, educationally. What can we do if we reach back into our ancient culture to find the offset for that? You know, are there spiritual faculties that we can awaken that we can level the playing field with? Right, we already know that we've been exposed to drugs and alcohol, and this has been intentionally propagated in our community and in our own lack of having a proper response, that we've gotten into a lot of bad habits and indulgences that have damaged our men, that's damaged our seed. What can we do? What are the herbs? What are the nutrients? What are the practices that we can employ to reverse that damage? That's what the ITEFU conference is about. So this is a practical application, you know, 2 days of workshops to give you practical hands-on information, right down to menus, to, you know, formulas of herbs and nutrients and practices that can help you to improve your performance. Because in the end, you know, excuses are just excuses. Whatever it is, whether it's our own errors or what's been orchestrated against us, it comes down to the fact that we have to improve our performance, our reaction, our response, right? Our ability to strengthen our immunity to the physical, the psychical, the mental toxins that are constantly coming at us as black men. So that's what we're focused on, brother, practical applications. What are you going to do today? What did you do this morning? What was your routine? What do you do at night? You know, how do you go to sleep? What position do you sleep in? What type of nutrients do you take before you go to sleep? Right? How do you wake up in the morning? How do you exercise? How do you nourish and enhance your life force circulating through the vital organs of your body? There you
urinate,
go.
Right?
exactly. So, yeah. So you know what we're talking about, and these are things. When I say the knowledge has to be socialized, these are things that men would pass on to their children. These are things that, you know, when we didn't have a rites of passage, right? We didn't come up in that tradition. So, what were the things that were taught to young boys? That, okay, now you're coming into manhood, and this is how you have to handle your sexual energy. You know, this is how you have to handle your relationship with women and with the community. This is what makes you a man. How you manage your emotions properly. How you are respecting and carrying on the traditions of your ancestors and integrating them as a living force within. Within your, you know, your plan and your program and everything that you're doing in your life and so forth. So these are the things that we have to go back. We have to Sankofa, right? We have to go back and regather these practices, this practical way of life, in order to strengthen ourselves. So that's our time to focus on that.
Well, you know, I know the theme of this year's ITEFU conference is achieving holistic success. And, you know, oftentimes when people think of the word success, they think of, in most cases, I believe, people that have money are considered to be successful. I mean, even if, you know, their marriages are falling apart, even if they're ill, you know, they still, by some, on some level, are considered to be a success, you know, just based on if they, you know, have a lot of zeros in their bank account, you know. But again, with the theme of this year's ITEFU conference being achieving holistic success, could you talk about that? What is success and what is holistic success and how do you achieve it?
Well, sure. And that kind of leads into our keynote address, which I'm delighted to report that once again we're going to have the honor of Shechem HaShechem, Raun Ephraim Men, appearing at the ITEFU conference on Sunday, the final day. It's Saturday and Sunday. And Sunday he'll be with us, and he's actually going to do a two-part workshop, which I imagine it's going to be about 3 hours worth of education. And his focus, I mean, he's got so many things that he's working on, but his focus at this moment is the restoration of the four-pillar astrology system known as Bazi that's come to us through China. And those that are not familiar, you would benefit to look at some of the history to realize that the wisdom that came out of Africa spread all over the world, and that the original propagators of what has come to be the wisdom systems of China have African ancestry. But beyond that, the Chinese have done an incredible job over several thousand years in developing that knowledge and putting it to practical use to the benefit of their people. So Dr. Raun Ephraim Men has written several books on Bazi astrology, and right now he's in the process of revising the explanation of the system to make it even more accurate. Now, I'm bringing this up because you asked about holistic success. Well, when you look into Bazi and Taoism, there's five areas of life, five life areas. One is called resource or education. It deals with and these deal with energies, right? So the energy within your being that's also within nature that enables you to receive instruction, that enables you to absorb proper teaching so that you can build yourself, your knowledge, your skill set, et cetera, right? You know, you could be exposed to, you could go to the best school and it's just not the right time, right? You're just not getting it. People mm-hmm. can sit in the same classroom, and some people are able to absorb that information and reach an understanding with it and develop their selves, their skills, their character, to take that information and to be able to put it into practice in their lives. But there's an energy that's responsible for that. Another life area is your you know, an energy that governs your sense of self that extends out to your relationships with others, your friendships, and also your rivalries, because this energy will attract to you, you know, good and bad socially, and how you handle that, how you resolve that, how you are able to develop good, solid friendships and handle you know, challenges in relationships. There's an energy that governs that, and that's part of holistic success, right? Then there's an energy that enables us to produce, to be productive, to it's called output or productivity or creativity. So, you know, you and I, we may have the same understanding of a subject matter. We may have a certain skill set to be able to write. But for some reason, you are able to get a book done. Or maybe you write three or four books, and I'm still sitting here just thinking about, you know, yeah, I know what to do, but I just can't seem to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So there's an energy that enables us to produce, to put out. to create. And then there's an energy that enables us to take that productivity and convert it into cash, to convert it into wealth in the forms of, it might be money, it might be relationships, it might be resources that we are able to acquire through the output that we produce. So we all know people that produce a lot, but they still are broke, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we know people that don't produce much, but they're somehow able to acquire wealth. So this is another area of life. And then there's status, you know, meaning that from what you have developed within yourself, your relationships, and your output, your productivity, your wealth, how that positions you in society. So these are the five areas of life that, you know, make up success. It's holistic. As you mentioned, you know, if you are able to, you know, to achieve income, but at the same time, your relationship area of life is shaky, right? You're not successful. You know, if you have to sacrifice your health in order to produce, you know, that's not success. If you had to give away your success in order to be productive, so you wear yourself down, you destroy your health, you destroy your ultimate, you know, longevity, creativity, and so forth. So success is obviously holistic. Anybody can see that, but the question is, well, how do we get that? You know, how do we achieve that? And that's what the science of Bazi integrated with the understanding of Qigong, right? Because each of those areas underlined by a certain type of energy that we can actually read in the pulses of energy going through your body, or when you get an acugraph, or you see a doctor of traditional TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, it actually tell you what these five energies, how they are manifesting in your being. So it's a beautiful integrated science that Shechem Meshechem has put back together, and the end result is that through this integrated system, you'll have a good understanding of what's the energy, you know, that governs my success in my relationships. What's the energy that governs my success in being more creative and more productive? What's the energy that governs my success in how I handle, you know, money and wealth and accumulate assets and financial security? What's the energy that governs me having the proper positive status socially, you know, and how do I cultivate those energies? How do I understand what periods of my life these energies are being stimulated, are dominant in, and how to maximize those time frames in life, and what kind of personal practices of, you know, eating the herbs, the Qigong, and so forth, can I use to shore up what's weak, you know, and to balance out what might be excessive. So that's what this all, you know, boils down to, is a way of life of handling these energies that govern the areas that make up a successful life.
You know, I think for many brothers, if you were to ask them what two things would make them happy, or, you know, cause them to feel as though they were successful, they might say a good job and a good woman. Give me a good job, a good woman, and I'll be fine. You know what I mean? If we could talk for a moment just about the mate relationships, the good woman piece for a second, because you have brothers out here that many of the challenges that they're experiencing, and, you know, many of the source of their stress reactions, but they react stressfully in their marriages. You know, they get in a situation, a misunderstanding with the wife. Next thing you know, something is said. Before you know it, they're fighting, you know, and relationships fall apart, you know. And oftentimes brothers look at the woman and feel like, the reason I reacted this way is because you don't know what she said to me. You don't, if she, I ain't going to let nobody talk to me like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, brother,
right.
Their psyche, you know what I mean? You're not going to talk to me like that. You're not going to treat me this way. You're not going to demean me. You know, this stress reaction thinking, and of course them thinking that the woman is the problem. Okay, could you talk about the stress reaction and challenges? Because if nothing and no one can be against me, and if all experiences come to me for my reclamation of peace that I may acquire wisdom and power, then this situation, this individual is not my enemy, but could actually have been placed in my life by design so that I can reach my as a spiritual being.
Well, you're speaking divine law there, brother, and I don't know if that's it's from personal experience too, what you seem to be saying there.
I've been around, brother.
You've been around.
I had a lot
that's
of brothers
right.
and uncles. Okay.
Yeah. Well. You know, anybody that's been around for a number of years and been in relationships for any period of time should eventually come to the truth, at least in your heart of hearts, so to speak, that the most important thing for you to control and cultivate is yourself, you know, is your reactions, and that it's really about how you relate to each other, that the relationship itself doesn't really exist. What you have is two people and how you relate to each other. So what we have to be primarily concerned with is, you know, how are we acting and how are we reacting? It's two things always going on. So there's things that you are doing in your relationship that are undermining your relationship. There's things that you are doing in your relationship that are supportive to a prospering of your relationship. And you need to be very clear about those things. And then there are things that you are reacting to that your mate is doing, and you have to be very clear and careful about, you know, your reaction. Are you reacting out of wisdom? Are you reacting out of love? Are you reacting out of truth? You know, and if you are totally involved in a process of self-development where you are focused on you, you'll find that your relationship will improve tremendously. That's the most important thing. But, you know, you started off talking about, you know, brothers say, you know, a good job and a good woman, but that gets right back to the whole concept of holistic success. Because you could have a good woman, but you got bad health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And because you got bad health, you're easily stressed. You're easily irritated because you lost too much seed and you drank too much liquor and you smoke too much and you eat too much salt and you're not handling your sugar intake properly and you never learned how to really, you know, tap into that peace within yourself because you never developed a strong practice of meditation and, you know, cultivation of your life force. So when you are in your household, you are looking for this other person to you know, manipulate you into a state of happiness or peace or calmness or whatever instead of you taking responsibility for that. So these are areas of, you know, one of those five areas of success that you've neglected that will undermine your ability to enjoy having a good woman and maybe even your ability to sustain having a good woman in your life. So, yeah, you'll blame her or circumstances, but it really comes down to could you have done better? You know, if you were better, could you have helped her out? You know, could you have uplifted her as well? Could you have sustained that relationship? So you got a good job, but, you're not cultivating your financial well-being because of your wealth energy is not properly balanced. So you don't really take the knowledge that you could get from that job. You don't really take the cash flow that you get from that job and use that to your long-term benefit. We know lots of people with good jobs that when they lose that good job, they still wind up, you know, back at square zero or in the negative financially. So success really is holistic. You know, any area where you have a deficiency or an excess is going to affect all the other areas in time or your ability to actually enjoy and propagate what's strong within your chart. So that's why we really encourage brothers to come out to the ITEFU conference. We're also going to be live streaming those lectures over our internet platform so that people that are not able to make it to Philadelphia on April 27th, 28th of this year to participate in those workshops will be able to take advantage of that information as well.
Brother, if we could, let me first give the listeners online an opportunity to join in. I see you up there. If you have a question or you'd like to just make a comment, all you have to do is press 1, and then I can bring you on and you can speak with Orwa Hamt Hudikumo. Or if you're listening online, the call-in number is 347-324-5727. Again, press 1, and then I can bring you on and you can ask your question or make your comment. You know, since this is a men's conversation and we're all here in this room by ourselves, you know, brother, can we talk for a moment? You mentioned earlier about the spilling of the seed. You might spill your seed too much. That might contribute to your lack of health or whatever. Let's talk about lust for a moment, because a lot of situations in marriages, a lot of marriages are broken up because of infidelity. A brother sees some sister that he likes. He wants to pursue that, whether because of a challenge or whatever the case may be. But the animal in him is rising up, and he feels like, okay, I gotta conquer that. Or, you know, the dog is walking the man instead of the other way around. could you talk about being able to control or harness that energy so that it's not a detriment to an individual's person, and it doesn't ultimately result in the demise of the family because the brother just could not control the animal in him?
Well, first thing, it just comes down to our concept of spirituality, you know, our understanding of what type of a being we are. And in the concept from ancient Kemet, you know, what legitimizes you as a man, you know, what legitimizes your kingship, you know, and it's metaphorized in the mythology, so-called mythology, where Heru, you know, the symbol of kingship, manhood, is only justified in Ma'at. And Ma'at is, you know, the law, the divine law, which is, you know, the expression of the truth of our being. So, you know, we dwell in an animal body, but we are not animals. So we have to put our animal nature in its proper perspective. So, yeah, we have an urge to interact with the opposite sex. And, you know, we put that into the context of a righteous relationship, you know, that urge should be expressed within the concept of family, for obvious reasons. Because if we go out here and express that, you know, in an unbounded way, then we know all the negative consequences of that behavior. But if you've been conditioned all your life to think that this is who you are, and that this is something that you really can't control because you're born in sin and you're this is you. The urges, right? And as a man, you know, that energy has been, you know, perverted for political gain. We may not be aware of that, but this is part of the program to keep us, to keep our families in a state of disarray, and also to keep us in a devitalized state. So one of the things that you learn in African spirituality is how to handle your sexuality, and that your sexual energy is the lowest and gross expression of your life force that fuels all the other parts of your brain and your spirit. And you have to learn how to harness and cultivate and elevate that energy so that you can go beyond just propagating children, but propagate the divine spirit within you. So it's part of a spiritual philosophy to understand the purpose and place of that energy, and then, you know, to utilize the tools of meditation and so forth to transcend that the compulsion to follow that energy. Just like we have to do that in the areas of how we eat and how, you know, how we handle all the other base emotions. But, you know, one thing, and I don't have the statistics in front of me, but I think it was something like a man gets a sexual thought every so many seconds or something like that. You know, it's like
wow.
So prolific. It's been so propagated on us. And you know that, how many times you see these images and advertising and media and so forth, you know, the way that the female body has been represented in the West and has been, you know, presented to us constantly and used to sell all kind of things, you know, it's part of the culture. And, you know, we live in a society that at the same time it talks about marriage. We know that marriage, for the most part, the majority of people that get married fail in marriage. And many people don't even make it into the statistics because they don't actually officially get married. So this whole idea of fidelity and commitment, it's not strongly reinforced in society, in the larger society. So part of the answer to that issue is, you know, brothers have to make a commitment to a certain type of moral values and propagate that throughout our community. And that's what we've, you know, been attempting to do in the Aseraset society, and we've been substantially successful in that. We have a lot of good track record in marriages and brothers staying faithful and holding their families together. It's something that's an extension of your spirituality.
Well, could we talk briefly about meditation and men? Because I'm sure that when it comes to people making those changes that they need to make so that they can tame the animal in them, meditation is going to play a big role in that. But unfortunately, because in the West, those of us who grew up here, we didn't grow up meditating. Many of us didn't grow up with that. Other people did it. That was other cultures. They did that kind of stuff. Other cultures were vegan and vegetarian. Other cultures meditated and did yoga, but not us, you know. But coming to find out now that, you know, these practices originated in Africa, and they are really a part of our culture, but we didn't know that. But you talk about the role of meditation and men, because that's going to play a very big part, because a lot of times men think that, you have some men that think that's soft, you know what I mean, meditation. They can't even picture themselves meditating, you know, meditation, you know, but that's a very important piece of this puzzle. Can you talk about it?
Well, sure, and yeah, I'm surprised to hear that now, because it seems like it's been so popularized, starting back with was it Phil Jackson when he was coach of the Lakers, right?
Yeah,
he was. Yeah, he had his team meditating. Mm-hmm. You know, so a lot of people are now exposed to the reality that is documented, that the practice of meditation will help you be a better performer in anything that you want to do. But meditation is simply the art of, or the science of, going into the middle state. It's the alpha brainwave state, and that's the state in which your mind, your spirit, is receptive to your will, to your vision of what it is that you want to accomplish. So, you know, it is the critical practice that every one of us, you know, needs to be involved in and master. It's not difficult to achieve. A lot of people have not had the proper exposure to it. But as a teacher of meditation for over 30 years, I can tell you in a couple of sessions, people become very easy for you to go into the meditation state. And then with the proper instruction to put together the kind of scripting that you need to alter your behavior. So when you talked about lust, for example, or we talked about the five areas of success in life, your pursuits and all the different endeavors that you're going to be challenged with, you'll find that, again, it comes down to your performance, and meditation is the process through which you can alter your reactions, you can alter your performance, you can enhance your ability to succeed. So that's part of what we will be explaining and teaching, and it's an ongoing service of the Sarset Society internationally, wherever you are. In fact, we have an online initiation program that's conducted by Shechem Reshechem, Ram Nephron Men. You can go to TaweNetwork.com and for, I think it's about $20, $30 a month, you can have guided meditations along with the instructions that will help you to implement, you know, the proper practice towards your personal development. So a lot of people talk about personal development today, Juwanza, but they disassociate it from these type of practices because that's what it's really about. That's what meditation is really about. It is the essential key to any personal or spiritual development program, is you cultivating that ability to go into the meditation state and then have your practice every day. We talked about stress. You mentioned stress. You know, stress is really a reaction, right? It's not the situation itself. Again, it comes down to your reaction. How do you react when you're threatened with, you know, a new supervisor that doesn't like you on your job? How do you react when your mate is going through a period where, you know, her energies are off? She's not talking to you the right way, or she's not, you know. How do you respond when you have a, you know, again, you mentioned that happy, a good woman and a good job. Yeah, but what about the child that comes along? And now you have the challenges of how to raise that child properly and how to deal with things that are going to come along in their education or their socialization or whatever. You know, it all is going to come down to your reaction. And you can train yourself to react in a manner that's going to bring about success. But the technique of how to go into that training mode, that's what meditation is all about. So, yeah, meditation is not something just to relieve, you know, stress, because, you know, some people say I meditate because it makes me feel relaxed. You know, that's just a positive, beneficial side effect. Meditation is not something for, you know, people that are spiritual only. You know, it's not. Meditation can be applied to anything that you need to deal with in life to improve your performance. So it is the critical skill. It's the most important thing that we need to learn how to do. And then, you know, having the proper goals, that's a whole nother, you know, topic of you know, because once you go into the meditation state, then, you know, what are you meditating on and how are you seeing yourself? That's where your spirituality, you know, that's where the Osirian initiation, the knowledge of self, learning how to put the laws within your spirit to help you to manage those thoughts, those lustful thoughts, or those thoughts that are coming up from the animal part of your spirit.
Well,
yes,
so
you got
somebody.
Me started about meditation. That is.
That's right. I mean, we need to hear that. But there may be somebody that was at the last ATEFU conference or the last two or three ATEFU conferences. What can they expect this year? I mean, I know that you can't give it all in one conference, but for someone saying, well, I was at the last one, is there going to be anything different at this one? Then I was, you know, because I was at the last one. Well, I can say one thing: the theme is different, and of course, as Orwell mentioned, Shechem Reshechem, Dr. Ryle Nephron Men is going to be doing the keynote on achieving holistic success. That was not the theme last year. So, any beyond the different information that the keynote is going to bring, any other new techniques the brothers can be looking forward to?
I would say that that's going to be the critical difference this year is that
okay.
topic. But by the same token, you know, just because you drank water yesterday doesn't mean it's not going to refresh you and heal you when you drink it today. So, you know, that's why we love to come together and and reinforce each other. It's great to socialize in a positive, uplifting spiritual environment. And, you know, our objective with this ATEFU conference is that brothers will, you know, there's going to be partnerships that will come out of this. There's friendships that come out of this. You know, you heard that that saying, it may be a little corny now, but, you know, when you come into trying to change your life, right? So anybody that's listening to me that understands that they need to make some changes to improve your life, right? We've all been there. You know, when you come into that period and you need to make changes in your life to improve yourself, to transcend some things that you know have been holding you back or have you on the wrong path in life, they say, well, you're gonna have to deal with your friends. And you're either going to have to change your friends or change your friends, right? So, you know, change your friends means you need to be around brothers that are moving in that direction so that you can have that social reinforcement and that help and that guidance and that support. And you can also be the same for others, you know? And then you need to change your friends too, right? So,
right.
You know, it may take a little time. So you don't want to throw anybody away, but if you got a drinking buddy, you need to turn that drinking buddy into a Qigong buddy or some other type of buddy. You know, you need to help to you know, you definitely don't want to be the cause of somebody staying in their state of stagnation. That's not a good friend. You know, you don't want to be a cause of reinforcing some or bringing other people into a declining situation, right? You want to be uplifting. You want to be a positive force. So be that for your friends. Your brothers, just, you know, need to see that example in you. And that's how so many of us have grown, because we've had other men around us that are already there or moving in that direction that we're able to lock arms with and say, yeah, brother, I need to get this together too. So what are you eating? How are you doing that? Right. Okay, cool. Somebody to call you 30 days later and say, man, you still doing that practice? I'm getting great results. How are you? Yeah, I kind of fell off. You know, it's a social thing. You know, it's a positive social sphere that helps us all to grow. We don't do it by ourselves. So that's why the conference has grown. It's very popular. You know, brothers enjoy it. We love it. And when you think about it, you know, most of us don't really have that kind of a space to nurture us on a regular basis, you know. So yeah, it's only $25 for 2 days worth of work.
Man, that's that. Every time I hear that, man, that just blows me. That really, really blows me away. That, and you all, that wasn't, you didn't hear that wrong. He said $25. $25. Two tens and a five. Five fives, man. Come on.
Yeah.
You can do this. Want to do this.
Yeah,
that's
the reason we want to
best investment you'll ever make in your life.
Yeah, we keep the price very low because we want you to come. We want you to bring your son with you and your brother and your cousin and your uncle and whoever, you know. And we're going to have some services you may want to take advantage of, you know, the ability to get an AccuGraph, which is an electro meridian scan, where we have a device that you'll be able to get a chart and a readout that assesses the state of those five organ energy systems within you that govern those five areas of life that we spoke about. So when we talk about holistic success, how about this? You come to a conference, you get a readout on your state of energy, right? You get the information to be able to get a chart to see which of your organ energy systems. You know, people have heard about the five elements, right? Fire, water, earth, metal, and wood. In Chinese medicine, you get an assessment of the state of these energies within your being and the knowledge of how to find out through your Bazi chart how these energies affect those five key areas of your life. And then the information on how do you deal with, how do you cultivate, how do you balance out, how do you enhance, right? How do you mitigate these energies? So, like I said, this is a very practical, hands-on, prescriptive type of seminar where you're going to get information that you can act on to gain improvement. And that's why you want to come back to the ATEFU conference, because like, yeah, last year I learned this and that, and this is where I'm at now. My blood pressure's down. You know, these kind of people, things that people are saying. I lost weight. My blood pressure's down. I got my blood sugar under control. Yeah, my potency's back, man. I'm back, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
So so that reinforcement is what also helps to motivate you to, because you know what we do, right? We start things, and then we don't carry through, right? You know, we start working out, and then we drop off. We start going to the gym. I'm going every day, or I go 3 times a week, and yeah, it's been 3 months I haven't been there. So that's that human nature within us. And these type of conferences and so forth can help you to get on your program and to stay on your program. And on that note, brother, I just want to also announce that we do have a ritual that we do. It's an African spiritual ceremony every ATEFU conference on Saturday night that is accessible for Osarset members and also students that are in our classes. Only thing we ask is that you've already given up, you know, alcohol, drugs, and so forth, because those things and meditation do not mix well. But Saturday night we'll be having a ceremony, a spiritual ceremony around the powers of Heru and Herukuti. So that's always a good nourishing energy exchange that we do at the ATEFU conference.
Well, everybody, I know after hearing this, you're going to want to know where it is, how you can get there. But before you go, everybody, I want to make sure, don't go away, because I got some announcements to make. Matter of fact, on April the 3rd, Owa Amtahudi Kamo is going to be back on the show. Okay, he's going to be discussing the MIN intensive. That's the MIN intensive. That's April the 3rd. Mark your calendars. That's April the 3rd from 11 to 12 noon. He's going to be back. And you can actually follow the show. Everybody that's listening right now, if you haven't followed this show, you can do that. All you have to do is click follow, and then every time I do a show, you'll be notified of the date, the time, the guest, and the topic. We got some powerful shows coming up that you don't want to miss. This one coming up again on April the 3rd is one. But again, don't go away. I've got some announcements to make. Orwa, how can people get more information about the ATEFU conference? What are the times, the address, so that people can make plans for it?
Okay, so the conference this year is going to be on Saturday, the 27th of April, to Sunday, the 28th. So that's April 27th and 28th. It's in Philadelphia at 6008 Germantown Avenue. So the best way to contact us is by email. You can email us at osarasetpa, like Pennsylvania, at gmail.com. That's A-U-S-A-R-A-U-S-E-T. PA@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at www.osarosetpa.com. So email osarosetpa@gmail.com, or come to the website at osarosetpa.com.
You know, I was just thinking that for
$25. You can also, I should give the phone number. It's 215-843-0900, 215-843-0900, and that's from 12 to 8 p.m., noon to 8 p.m. Our facility is open, and you can speak to someone there.
You know, I was just going to say, oh, wow, for $25, you could sponsor some people. I mean, you know, you could bring a whole rack of people for $25. I mean, and it wouldn't even cost you much. I mean, there are people that we know that need this information and need it bad, and we know that they could benefit from it, not just our own persons, but people in our families. And for that price, you can actually be a blessing to so many other brothers. Just, you know, if you know they don't have it, because a lot of times brothers won't tell you they don't have it. You know, you might tell them about the conference, and they'd be like, oh, man, that's nice. I sure wish I could go, but I ain't got it. So help them out. You know what I mean? It's only $25. Help a brother out. Sponsor him. You know what I mean? And don't look for it back. You know what I mean? You'll get it back when you see the change in him. Okay? Again, brother, I'm honored to have another opportunity to have you on and sharing about this very, very important Conference. Again, everybody, Shechem Meshechem is going to be doing the keynote. The theme for this year's conference is Achieving Holistic Success. Brother Orwell, awesome interview. Any parting words for our listeners before you go?
Well, I just want to thank you, Juwanza, for all the work you're doing. And if there's any sisters listening out, you know, as he said, we've kept the price very low. You may want to sponsor some of your nephews, your sons, to come out, because being exposed to this information at an early age, and more important, well, just as important as the information, is to see a body of men that are living or committing to living this way of life. It makes a very positive and strong impression. And as somebody that works with the youth and has sons, you know, in all of the tragic things that are going on in our community, you know, it's so important that our young men, you know, get the right kind of direction and support, because everything is out here just waiting just to eat them up, between the drugs and the promiscuity and all the other pressures that are around us. So we've got some young men, you know, Sarah said that they're meditating, they're mindful of how they're eating, they're on the supplements, they're, you know, they're doing Qigong, they're focused on building themselves and their careers, and, you know, it's a beautiful thing to see. So we really like the young brothers. You send the youth out. So yeah, that's all I would like to share, and I look forward to seeing you and everybody else that can make it at this year's conference.
Well, brother, again, I know that from what you shared today, you've covered a lot in a short period of time, and there's going to be a lot more covered at the ATEFU conference. I mean, 2 days, everybody, 2 days for $25. I mean, come on. This has got to be something that you know that you will benefit from. You know, when you hear some people talk, you know that if I can make it to Philly, you know, I can really benefit from this. And like you said, even if you can't make it to Philly, you can still take advantage of the information that's going to be presented there. So go to the website to find out how you can get more information. And again, Brother Horwai, I wish I could keep you for another 2 hours, man, but I know we got to continue today. Thank you so much for your time. Everybody, don't go away. Again, I got a special announcement. So, Brother Owa, let me let you go so I can, you know, go ahead and take care of the announcements, because, again,
right.
I'll start.
Thank you so much, brother. All
ask
right.
Ask you another question.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Take care. That is Orwa Amtahudi Kamo. Man, awesome interview. I know everybody's going to make it to the Osara Society in Philly to the ATEFU conference. And listen, I got some announcements to make. Tomorrow on this show, Enensa Amen is going to be my special guest. He's got a book out now. It's called Black Pharaoh, and there's going to be a book party in Washington, D.C. For this awesome book. I'm actually reading it now. All I can say is, man, oh, man, okay, you definitely want to tune in tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow's show is going to be in the evening, though. Tomorrow's show is going to be from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, again, my special guest is going to be Enensa Amen, and we're going to be talking about his book and the book party, but we're going to definitely delve into the book, Black Pharaoh. And for those of you who are somewhat familiar, read part of it, because it's not a book you can just read right through. It's not, you know, ABC 1, 2, 3. You got to sit with it for a minute. You know, you got to read it and reread some things, okay, because it's like, it's food, man, you know. And when you're just like as with physical food, you got to chew it before you swallow it, right? So, again, I want everybody to tune in tomorrow from 7 to 8 p.m. My special guest is going to be Shechem Meshechem's son, Enensa Amen, okay? And let me tell you a little bit about the book party. That's going to be in Washington, D.C. on Sunday, April the 7th, and that's going to be from 4 to 8 p.m., and at 4 p.m., there's going to be the book signing, there's going to be cuisine, there's going to be networking. Then at 5 p.m., the lecture starts, okay? And you don't want to miss it. That's going to be a lecture presentation, and there's going to be a question and answer period after that. And that's only for $10, right? For the small price of $10, you can attend that, and that's going to be at 733 Euclid Street in Northwest Washington, D.C. The zip code there is 20001. Again, that's 733 Euclid Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. And again, that's on April the 7th. That's Sunday, April the 7th from 4 to 8 p.m. You don't want to miss that, okay? This book is really one of those books that I would classify as monumental. It's a monumental work. 10 years went into the making of this book. And when you get it, you're going to see for yourself. He uncovers a lot in this book, gives a lot of historical data. There's a bibliography in the book, so you can see where he got his information from. But you want to make sure that you're here tomorrow so that you can join in the conversation and so that you can listen and learn with the rest of us, okay? So, again, if you have not followed the show, okay, if you would like to be notified every time I do a show, you'll be notified of the date, the time, the guest, and the topic. All you have to do is follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Now, if you're just listening by phone and you didn't get, well, how do I follow it? Okay, let me give you the web address. It's www.blogtalkradio, blogtalkradio.com. Then you do a / Jawanza for Life. Jawanza is J-A-W-A-N like Nigeria, Z like Zimbabwe, A, the number 4, then life, L-I-F-E. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/ Jawanza for Life. You go there, you click follow, you'll be notified every time there's a guest that I have on. Now, let me tell you about the archives, okay? Oh, my God. We've got archives that is unbelievable. If you like the information that you heard today, you can hear so much more. We've got Orwa Amtahudi Kamo has been on the show several times, I mean, many times. I mean, we've talked about various aspects of Kemetic spirituality. Those shows are in the archives. We've got shows with Shechem Ashechem, Dr. Ra'un Nefer Amen. Those shows are in the archives. Okay, we've done shows with Orwa, Hehi Medarayan Comet, Dr. Orwa, Hehi Medarayan Comet, shows on the 11 laws of God. You familiar with the 11 laws of God? You'd like to learn more? You'd like to hear a breakdown of each individual law, a whole hour of a breakdown of one of the faculties? Scroll down the archives. You'll see those shows. We've done shows with Hekshem Suheru, Shechem Me'ab Neter, on Menab meditation. You familiar with Menab meditation? Would you like to learn more? Okay. Those shows are in the archives. We've done shows with him on the equinoxes and the solstices. Those shows are in the archives. We've done awesome shows with Shechem Sahanta Kunanebu on the winter solstice. Okay? Those shows are in the archives. We've done shows with Shechem Amhetra Hem Ma'at on meditation more than just relaxing. We've done shows with her on the faculty of Seker. Okay, we've done shows with her on different topics. Those shows are in the archives. Okay, we've done shows with Queen Mother, Mashtam Amen, okay, on the Hetheru Healing Dance. That show is in the archives. Okay, and we've done so many, we did a relationship show, an awesome relationship, healing your and nurturing your spiritual relationships with Orwat Meteorite. You got to hear that show. Are you in a relationship? Or you want to get in a relationship? Now, that show was for a workshop that was coming to D.C., but the information in that show is so powerful. I encourage everybody, go listen to that show, whether you're in a relationship or not. Okay, that show is in the archives. Again, Healing and Nurturing Your Spiritual Relationships with Orwat Meter Arit. Check that show out, okay? There's so many other shows. We've done shows on Bazi astrology. You heard Orwa mentioned Bazi astrology during this show. We've done shows with Sanu Pura Kemperank on Bazi and careers, Bazi and relationships, Bazi, can Bazi help me find my calling? I mean, all of these shows are in the archives, okay? So I just want to encourage you to scroll down the archives. You'll be happy that you did, okay? We've got shows on entrepreneurship. Are you an entrepreneur? You thinking about starting your own business? okay? You want to know how to do it? Okay, we're in the process of discussing starting a business now on the entrepreneurship shows, okay? Scroll down the archives. Check those out, okay? We've done shows with Brother Coy Dunstan. He cured his mother of cancer in both breasts, the liver and the colon, okay, by changing her diet to a live it. Get it? Diet, live it. Okay, he changed her diet to a livid. Doctors had given her 6 weeks to live. He took her off meat, dairy, sugar, everything. Before you know it, this lady was back in the pulpit preaching, giving glory to God, okay? So, again, that's why this show is called Health, Wealth, and Divine as well, because that's what we talk about. We talk about your health, we talk about your divinity, and we talk about your wealth, okay? So, again, make sure that you tune in tomorrow. My special guest, again, is going to be Anensa Amen. We're going to be discussing his book party coming up in Washington on April the 7th. If you're anywhere in the D.C. metro area, you want to make it there, it's only $10. And that's, again, from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. on April the 7th. And, of course, everybody, you're going to go to the ATEFU conference, right? I mean, you do plan to go. It's only $25. And you're going to take somebody with you, right? Because we want to grow. We as men, we have special needs, right? I mean, as women do. They have special needs, we have special needs. Sometimes we need to get with men who know. Not the guys on the corner. No, not them, okay? Not knocking them, not judging anybody. But I'm saying, if you want to grow, if you really want to grow spiritually, you want to be a better man, not just a good man, you want to be a God man. You remember when we were little, fellas? You remember when we were little, when we were young? We wanted to be a good boy. You remember? You can go back and remember in your mind when you were a kid. I mean, a kid. You really wanted to be a good boy. You know, you come home, show your mama your report card or, you know, what you colored at school or whatever. And if she said, oh, you're such a good boy, that used to fill your head and your heart with a good feeling. Like, mom thinks I'm a good boy. But somewhere along the line, being a good boy wasn't fashionable no more. At some point, you started moving into your teens. Being a good boy, that got kind of corny, right? You know, it wasn't cool to be good anymore. Now it became fashionable to be thuggish. I ain't good. I'm a thug. I'm a bad boy. Being a bad boy became good. But then there are a lot of bad boys now that wish they had made better choices and wished that they had stayed on the right path. There are a lot of good girls that went for bad boys and now wish they went for the good boys. But now, instead of being a good boy, you can not only be a good man, you can be a God man. You can call forth whatever energy is needed to make things happen in your life. You can teach your children how to do the same. But in order to, you've got to learn it. And in order to learn it, you've got to humble yourself. You've got to admit there are some things that I didn't learn that I should have learned. You have to admit there are some people that I listened to that I should not have listened to. You have to admit that I need to be at the ATEFU conference. And if I'm not there physically, I need to find out how I can get that information. I need to find out where's the closest to Sarasota Society known near me so that I can start taking some classes, so that I can learn, so that I can grow, so that I can be a God man for my wife, for my girlfriend, for my daughters, for my sons, for my mothers, for my peers, for my community, for my nation. I have a choice to make. I can continue going down the road that I'm going down, or I can change. We all look at ourselves and we realize, yeah, we're not perfect, right? We know that there are things that we need to change in our life. There are things that we know we need to change that nobody else knows we need to change. There are some things that people look at you and think you got it together, right? They look at you and they praise you. Man, you the bomb. Man, you got it going on. Man, and you take that pride. You take it, right? You take that pat on the back, right? But you know deep in your heart of hearts that there are some things that you can do better. You know deep in your heart of hearts that there are some things that you need to change. We all have things that we need to change. But the first thing in making those changes is to be humble, take an honest look in the mirror, an honest look in the mirror. Pull back the layers and say, you know what? Nobody knows I need to change this, but I know I need to change this, and change it so that you can grow and so that you can be the God man that you were put here to be, because that's why you were put here. That's why you were born. That is your destiny. Hey, everybody, my name is Jawanza. Thank you so much for tuning in. I certainly do appreciate you. Again, don't forget to follow the show. And again, remember, tomorrow, 7 to 8 p.m., my special guest, Eninsa Amen. We're going to be talking about Black Pharaoh, okay? So don't miss it. Again, so spread the word, everybody. If you enjoyed this show and you know that there's somebody on that you know that didn't hear it, you can tell them to go to the archives. Give them the web address, www.blogtalkradio.com/Jawanza for Life. And if you got this information via Facebook or however you got it, via a link, you can share the link, you know? Because what I used to do, and then I'll go. What I used to do is to try to share with other people what my guests said. It's just easier to let them share what they said by sharing the link with them, and then they can hear it from the person's mouth instead of you trying to, you know, remember exactly what he said and trying to say it the way he said it or the way she said it. Share the link and let them share it for themselves, okay? Again, I don't take you for granted. You could be doing anything, but you took time out of your day to spend it with my person, and Owa Am Tahuti Kamo, and I certainly do appreciate you. Thank you so much, everybody. Again, who am I? I'm the one who, in giving, receives more.